Okay, looks like I'm live. Can you guys see and hear me? Hello, is anybody out there? Hey, you guys. Okay, it's 8:04. Perfect. Hey, you guys, how you guys doing? Happy Sunday. I'm running late. I was getting ready to start, and I took a sip of water, and I had dripped some water on my damn titties. My shirt was wet, so I had to run and go get a blow dryer and dry the water, so that's why I'm a little bit late. It's always something, I swear. I hope you guys are doing good. Okay, y'all can hear me? Perfect. Perfect. How is everybody doing today? All right. Key Amber says she finally caught a live. What's up, Key Amber? Thank you for joining me. So we got over 300 people watching. We always wait till we get to at least 1,000 people before we start the show. Honey, I was up last night. What the hell was I posting? I swear, I will wake up in the middle of the night. Like, let's say I take a nap. And I'll wake up and I'll just start surfing the internet. And I'll be literally half asleep just posting anything. And I woke up and I seen the post that I made about Doja Cat. I was in bed this morning cracking up. Like, where the hell did I find this? That shit had me dying. Did y'all see my Doja Cat post? And, like, everybody was arguing if it was edited or if it was real. That had me dying this morning. I was like, yeah, Doja Cat needs to check herself. Seriously. Okay, good. We had 2,500 people in here. I hope y'all are doing good today. So we're going to go ahead. Y'all seen that? I was cracking up. I was laughing so hard looking at that post. So it's a lot to talk about, honey. Yeah, my Instagram page is a mess. I just post a wide variety. It's just whatever. And so we went from talking about Jeffrey, then I posted some stuff about Umar Johnson, and then the Doja Cat thing had me crack it up. Let me see here. So we got super chats coming through. We got over 3,000 people in here. I hope everybody's doing good. Thank y'all for joining me on this Sunday. Let's see here. Psionic Rose says, hey, T, been watching you since the lady with 15 kids. You always keep it real, and you have the uttermost journalistic integrity. Thank you for all you do. Thank you so much. Thank you for the super chat. I really appreciate it. That is still one of my favorite videos to this day. Krista Diaz says, first on live, love you, T. Love you, too. Thank you for coming through. Paris SST, I've been watching you for the last decade on YouTube. I really appreciate your content and your growth from CLT. Yes, Charlotte, honey. Thank you so much. Venus Alchemy Tarot says, hey, T, just wanted to show some love and support. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming through today, sis. Naomi's Dream says, thank you for inspiring me to get off my butt and make my own YouTube. Love you, T. Can't wait for you to go in on Starfish. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming through. Let's go ahead and get started on this Jeffree Star mess. Stephanie Bronson is 25. She says, you're my internet sis, looking beautiful as usual. You voting for Kanye? LOL. Kanye is a mess. He's a straight up mess. So everybody's been waiting for Jeffree Star to say something, anything. And for weeks, he's just been basically trying to play the role of somebody who's unbothered. He's, you know, showing off his Dior shoes. He's swimming in his pool. You know, he's hanging out with Blac Chyna. And then all of a sudden, yesterday, he comes out with a so-called apology video. So I went to go watch it, and nothing about that was an apology to me. To me, it just felt like a bunch of deflection. It felt very insincere. The only real apology that he made was to James Charles, but even that to me did not feel genuine. So let me go ahead and play you guys what Jeffree Star, just snips of what he was saying. I'm going to pull up my Instagram here. Give me just a second to set this up so y'all can see this. I'm just not really buying it. I felt like he was doing the most. First, let me show y'all this picture, Mr. I Have Just Been Laying Low. Here's a picture with him in Blac Chyna. So he wasn't laying too damn low. That's who he's been running with, okay? So now, let me pull this out the way. Let me show y'all the video of his apology from yesterday.
I'd like to personally apologize to James Charles for things that I've said and for my actions.
If I was really close with someone, I should have had the ability to just simply call them and ask and say, hey, these were the things that were being said to me. Instead, I didn't. I let people really gas me up, get me going behind the scenes, and I really fell for a lot of things and I got caught up in the hype. It's disgusting, it's awful, and none of it should have happened. So James, I am truly sorry for my actions and my behavior. 2020 has been very tumultuous for a lot of us. It has been a very crazy year. And I think that James and myself and anyone involved would agree with me that there are way bigger issues happening on this planet. I know that some people may, Jeffrey, you're just saying this as a distraction. Jeffrey, you, no, reality is here, and makeup, drama, and beauty, community, gossip, and tea, it may be entertainment for you. And it used to be for me, but it's my life and it's their life. I'd like to personally apologize to James Charles for the picture. Now, Shane Dawson. He is one of my best friends and someone who helped me remember who I am when I was starting to crack and lose focus of who I really was. He is genuine, amazing, he is selfless, and he is one of the most kind people that I've ever met in my entire world. I know that Shane would put his family and friends before himself in a flash. Now, did Shane and I get caught up in the drama and do some dumb shit? Of course we did, but that is my best friend, and I was actually truly shocked that people thought that I was going to distance myself from him or that my silence was anything but support. I know Shane from now. I don't know Shane from 10 years ago, and he doesn't know me from 10 years ago. Now, do I agree with Shane's past actions? Of course I don't. And does he agree with my past behavior? Of course he doesn't. I know the amazing person that he is today and picture. Now, Shane. Now, Breonna Taylor still has no justice. Black trans women are being murdered every day and the news is silent. Elijah McClain has no justice, and the countless other people who are murdered every single day while everyone just goes about their business like nothing's happening. And I think that drama and the beauty world, which I have definitely been a part of, it all has to stop. Now, 6 months ago, before COVID and everything hit our world, it was such a different place for all of us, and including myself. Now,
okay, y'all, let me come back. I see people are getting booted out. If it's booting you out, just refresh and come back. I'm recording this stream, so if it gets too chaotic, I'll just, you know, re-upload the stream. But so that was his apology. I wasn't feeling it. To me, there was a lot of the shifting of blame. I don't think he was being sincere. And I don't like when people try to shame the audience. Like, all of a sudden, we're the bad guys. How dare y'all want an explanation? How dare y'all want the tea? It's 2020. There's serious things going on. We got C-19. We have people out of work. Oh, it's a tough year for all of us. Okay, I mean, we can walk and chew gum. We can do more than one thing. We can understand the seriousness of the world that we're living in today. We can understand the seriousness of, you know, C-19 and, you know, washing your hands and, you know, wearing a mask. But we can still hold you accountable for your fuck shit. Okay, Jeffrey? And I don't like that. I don't like this whole, because it's 2020, everybody wants to lean on that. Tati did the same thing. Oh, there's way more serious stuff. No, y'all did this. Why y'all acting like the audience created this drama and they're trying to drag y'all into this drama? The initial drama was between Tati and James Charles. Your ass came out of nowhere and inserted your foot into their shit, and that's how you got pulled in. And then you sucked your so-called best friend, Shane Dawson, into the BS as well. So this has nothing to do with the audience and, oh, y'all need to focus on things that are more serious. No, we can do both. And right now we're focused on your ass, okay? That's what we're focused on. Another thing, it was a lot of deflection because if he was truly sorry about the James Charles thing, why did he go on to Keemstar's podcast not even a few months ago and basically play that that audio of the person saying that James Charles was, you know, a predator? Why did he play that? Now, when he got up on his soapbox a year ago and he said he was done with the drama, he was done with the tea, he just wants to focus on being a better him, well, he should have stuck to that. But he didn't. He was still involving himself in drama. He was still throwing shade. And to me, if somebody's a so-called predator and they've hurt somebody or they've, you know, violated them sexually, that is not tea. Okay? And I'm tired of him and everybody else talking about this like this is just tea. That is a crime. And you are helping to perpetuate that crime. So you can't just apologize and sweep it under the rug and act like you didn't play a hand in that. Even after you said you were going to stay your ass out the drama, somehow you got sucked back into the drama. So miss me with the tiny violins and the tattooed tears for James Charles. Like I said, what all this boils down to is nothing more than jealousy. The mentee was surpassing both mentors, which is Tati and Jeffree Star, and they both felt the way. Because James's brand, even though it's slightly problematic, he's a lot less problematic than Jeffree Star. And Jeffree didn't like that. So miss me with the nonsense, okay? So all this, oh, I haven't been on social media. I've just been laying low. You haven't been. We've seen you taking pictures with fans. We've seen you running the streets with Blac Chyna, swimming and everything else. And then the way that he shot the video was very telling. You know, and the way he talked about his past and how he went from, you know, struggling and how he, you know, built this makeup empire. Now, like I've always said, I'll never take the business aspect away from Jeffree Star. He was able to build a million-dollar business, you know what I'm saying, selling makeup and a huge brand. I will never take that from him. But we don't need a constant reminder, okay? We understand that you came from the bottom and you social climbed and now you're this big brand, okay? That does not negate anything that you've done to people. And for him to talk about, I've never committed a crime and I've never blackmailed anybody, but there's videos of you saying that you have dirt on everyone. That is a form of blackmail. That is, you know what I'm saying, basically planting seeds to all these other big influencers that if you speak against me, I will put your dirt out there. And let's not forget, remember Tati when she was being, you know, dramatic. You guys already know this video is going to piss him off and he's going to expose everyone. And when he exposes everyone, don't be so quick to cancel them. You guys, he's going to be mad and I'm scared. You know, she had the white water tears going. And so I think he played it this way as to not feed into the seeds that she was planting. So, you know, this is checkers, not chess. Okay? Or is this chess, not checkers? I think it's chess. Yeah, this is chess move, okay? He's basically trying to flip it on Tati because Tati put it out there that he's going to go crazy, he's going to expose people, he's going to pull out receipts because that's normally the route that Jeffree Star goes. He goes on tirades, he doesn't think things through, he blasts people, you know, he steps on people with no remorse, he cuts them off, you know, all that stuff. That's usually his MO. So I felt that he did it this way to basically shit on Tati and say, you know what? You expected me to do this, but I'm doing this, so I'm pulling the okie doke on you. All of this was subliminal shots towards Tati. It wasn't really an apology. It was more low-key addressing her situation because you heard him talk about lawyers and all this other stuff. Now, another thing that bothers me, now we got over 6,000 people in here. Like I said, if it's lagging, just hit refresh, you guys. I'm not stopping the stream. I'm going to keep going. I'm tired of these influencers bringing up Breonna Taylor, Black Lives Matter, Elijah McClain in their fuckery. Trish Paytas did the same thing when trying to defend Shane Dawson. Now, I understand trying to defend your friend, but I don't need you bringing up black folks who have nothing to do with your foolishness. If y'all weren't talking about these people and weren't really talking about Black Lives Matter and black issues, don't do it now when you're involved in drama. Don't sit there and say there's bigger things to fry. We haven't caught the police officers who killed Breonna. They haven't been arrested. That's not your place to say anything. Focus on makeup drama and focus on that BST. Leave the real world stuff, especially black death, out of your apology. Because it wasn't like he was checking for Breonna before all of this. Breonna died a few months ago. I hadn't heard him say anything about Breonna Taylor or Elijah McClain. But now it's so convenient that these names are being brought up by these white influencers to basically, you know, denounce their bullshit. Look, there's dead black people. My drama doesn't matter. Focus on these dead black people. No. Like I said, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. And this has nothing to do with Breonna Taylor or Elijah McClain. This has to do with your fuck shit that you involved yourself in. And now you're trying to backtrack because your brand is falling by the wayside. And he can try and spin that narrative that, you know, his brand is doing good. And, you know, he's a big makeup person. He's nervous. Morphe dropped him. And y'all know Morphe was everything to Jeffree Star. He's looking tainted out here. So he's trying to find the best way to come back and, you know, keep his brand appearing strong. And that's what he's doing. It. This is about his brand. It's about his pockets being affected. He does not want to lose that lifestyle that he's worked so hard to gain. Hence why he was sitting in that living room with that with the staircase in the background on that beautiful couch and everything else. He does not want to lose that lifestyle. So if I have to come on here and talk about dead black people and talk about more important issues and issue an apology to a guy that I'm definitely jealous of, that's what I'm going to do. You're not slick. I see through the BS. He hasn't changed. He's just trying to save himself and his brand. And the sad part is people are still going to support when he drops his palette because then he went on to pitch his shit. I've never seen anybody apologize sincerely and then start pitching stuff. That doesn't make any sense. That's not an apology. That's an infomercial. When you're sorry, you keep it about the apology, period. That'd be like me doing some effed up stuff, and I'm coming out here to apologize, and then I'm like, okay, well, I'm sorry for everything I did, but we got some new tea on Amazon. Make sure y'all buy it right now. We offer prime shipping. Go get my tea. Does that sound sincere? You can't apologize and then have a pitch at the end of your video. That's BS. What he's trying to do is save his brand because he has a launch coming up in August. And another thing, if you were so sincere and you were willing to stand in your shit and you did this from the sincerity of your heart, why after an hour after the video was up, you disabled the comments? Folks were dragging him. He couldn't handle the critique. So he disabled the comments on the video. But if you're really trying to change and you want to create dialogue and hear from your fans so you can supposedly do better, why not leave the comments open? Because you're not really looking to change. You're not really looking to do better. You're just trying to pacify the dummies who are still going to support you and buy your shit. You're trying to pacify them. And then shut out all the naysayers, shut out all the dissension. And so that way you can keep pushing forward. That's all this was about. There was nothing sincere about that apology at all, in my personal opinion. Put a teacup in the comments if you agree with me that his apology was not sincere. Put a teacup if you feel that it was not sincere. Let me go ahead and read some of these super chats here. Is the stream? Looks like the stream's kind of freezing, but I'm going to keep going, honey. Mimi614 sends $50. She says, preach, auntie. Thank you so much, sis. Thanks for coming through. I see a ton of teacups, honey. So a lot of y'all are not buying it. Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not alone. Jay Jersey Girl sends 20. She says, if they all had this evidence about James Charles, why didn't they go to the police? Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. It's not tea. Y'all are claiming that this is somebody's real life. They were really sexually assaulted, but everybody keeps passing this voice recording around, but yet and still it hasn't made its way to the police. But everybody from Blair White to, you know, Keemstar to FaZe Banks, they've all heard it. So to me, is it really a real receipt? Is that really a victim or is that some more shit that Jeffree Star put together? Who knows? I'm Dennis Miner. Thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate it. JT sent a message. She says, hey, T, I hope you're doing good today. I can't stand the Grim Reaper Star. What a shame, Dawson. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming through. Thanks for the super chat. Tyena sent the super chat. She says, you are my role model. Thank you so much. So we have over 5,000 people in here. Like I said, if you keep getting kicked out, I'll refresh the stream real quick. Let's see if that helps. But if you get kicked out, just come back in. You know, YouTube be on some BS every now and then. But yeah, you know, like I said, I'm just all this mush mouth. I'm trying to self-reflect. I'm trying to do better. At what point do you just do better? That's why I always say, don't believe the words that are coming out of people's mouths, because people can just say whatever out their mouth. Follow their actions. And from everything I've seen, from when Dramageddon 2 happened to now, his actions have not changed. He's still been messy, still been throwing shade, still been involved in a lot of mess. It's just that this mess that they're involved in, no one expected it to go as viral and get as big as it did. That is why he fell back. See, now that it's been, you know, 3-4 weeks, because, you know, the internet has such a short attention span and cancel culture is BS, like I always tell you guys. Now that the safe is, now that the coast is kind of clear, he feels safe not to, you know, kind of peek around the corner and claim Shane Dawson is his best friend. Why wasn't you screaming out his best friend shit 3 weeks ago when he was going through it? Don't come out now trying to claim him as your bestie. Now that stuff is dying down, now that people are trying to go after Sanders Kennedy for his BS, now you want to come out the woodwork and speak on Shane. A real friend is going to do what Trish did. Now, I'm no fan of Trish, but one thing I'll say is that bitch is a loyal friend. Because when he was going through it, she was like, I don't agree with what he did, but that's my brother and I'm standing with him. I can't be mad at that. Jeffree Star didn't do that. Because he was scared about his brand being affected because he's already been coined a racist. So he couldn't put his neck out there for Shane when he was really going through it. So Shane, you better watch and see who your real friends are. Because he should have defended you publicly in the same way Trish was defending you publicly and willing to take a hit to her brand. That's a real friend. Jeffree Star is a friend of convenience. It's so funny now, all these grown folks, damn near in their 40s, all got best friends. Oh, that's my best friend. You met a year and a half ago. How are y'all best friends? No, it's a friend of convenience. His documentary made you more human. It made people accept you more. He gave, you know, the world a chance to see your softer side and to understand more about Jeffree Star. And I think that the documentary did encapsulate that. Because I watched it and I felt like I walked away knowing a bit more about Jeffree Star and hoping that he had at least changed. Because I'm always willing to give people a chance if you're sincere. Because I won't want somebody holding the mistake that I made over my head for the rest of my life. So I get that. But when I keep seeing the same pattern, and even in this day and age when your own so-called friends, like the what's the boy's name, Lester, the one that wears the makeup that was blasting him, then the other guy came out, and this was all recent in 2020. They're saying that you're still using racial slurs and talking down to black people. So, have you really changed? The answer per all these other people is no. So that's why, yeah, Cam Lester, that's his name. The one that wanted to be the token and then cry foul when, you know, when fat meat was shown to be greasy. Like I keep telling y'all, fat meat is greasy. This reputation has followed him. So I'm not buying it. All that best friend bullshit, I'm not buying it. Mixing with the bullshit, I'm over it. But the thing is, again, because he's such a huge influence on this platform, he'll be fine. Folks will be right back to watching his videos. And, you know, he ain't been deplatformed. So he'll be fine that when his makeup drops, y'all are going to run and buy it. And it's going to be back to business as usual. Because, again, those influencers, those top-tier white influencers, they have 1,000 lives. All these people have been embroiled in straight nonsense. And they're always able to bounce back and play, oh, I was young. Oh, that was so long ago. But when black folks make a mistake, they're canceled. That's it. Ain't no second chance. Let me see here. Let me read some of these super chats. And sorry if I'm missing some of them. Homie don't play. 512. Homie don't play that. I like that. They said 1999 says, love you T from Austin, Texas. Sipping on this tea. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming through. Myron D says, hey TT, thank you for what you do in these YouTube streets. Thank you so much. Thanks for the super chat. I appreciate it. Kashmir C sent $19.99. Thank you, Kashmir. Duchess Lip says, lovely tea. Jeffree did the same thing to another friend. He knew allegedly R'd kids, yet never went to the cops. He's trash. You're talking about the Davi Vanity situation. We talked about that a few weeks ago. But yeah, I agree. You know, like, all this stuff is not tea. If people are being hurt and children are being abused, that's not tea. That needs to be reported, period. Zoe Lemma says, I love how you put things into perspective. Much love to you. You are glowing. Thank you so much. Thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. Give me just a second. Shy L.Y. says, someone pointed out that J.S. expects everyone to forgive him for what he did at 21, but try to ruin James at the same age. Exactly. Exactly. What's good for the goose was definitely not good for the gander in that situation. What's up, Blake? Blake says, thumbs up, everyone. Yes, we have over 8,000 people in here. Sorry for the people who keep getting kicked out. But yes, please thumbs up the video. Please show love. Thank you, Blake, for the super chat. I appreciate it. Maxine Johnson says YouTube is trying to figure out how they kicking people out and the views are still high. We ain't going nowhere. Exactly. Thank you for the super chat, sis. Kamar says Jeffrey Stoneface really makes off Scorpios look bad. Thank you so much. Ela Clark says, T, you're literally one of my favorite YouTubers. You always keep it real. 100 and keep me cracking up. I love you a bunch, all the way from the Bronx, New York. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming through. Thanks for the super chat. So yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a lot to unpackage with that situation. But for me, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it at all. I just feel like he's doing the most and he's trying to save his brand. That's what it boils down to. Give me just a second here. I'm trying to go and see which super chats I missed. I think I got most of them. Mimi612 says, been watching for a long time. Love you lots. Hope you have a blessed day. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Mimi. Duchess Lip says, hey, Leo, I'm an Aries. One thing we have in common is our instinct. This year has been cursed, and these celebs are really on demon time. I wanted the clout, but if it comes at that cost, I don't want it. I don't blame you at all. It's a lot of crazy stuff that's going on in 2020, especially the deaths. It's like just been one thing after another. So, yeah, it's a lot of craziness. Draco and Kodak says, T, do you think Jeffrey took more accountability than Tati? No. I'll say with Tati was more manipulative in her response. She's a very manipulative person. She knows how to turn on the waterworks, talk with the soft voice. She has a very motherly, you know, energy about her. I think that she took responsibility because she had no choice. It was her video that kicked everything off. I mean, you can't just not take any responsibility when you uploaded the video. So I think in that sense, she had to take responsibility. She had no choice. But the fact that she did it while Shane Dawson was trending and people were dragging him, he was being deplatformed, she herself is sneaky and conniving because she could have came out with that video months ago before the Shane Dawson drama. She saw the opportunity and she ran with it. So none of these people are really sincere people, just like with Shane Dawson's BS apology. He even said, I'm only doing this because Jenna Marbles did the same thing. Why does it take for Jenna Marbles to spark you to apologize for your past in a sincere way, not just a fleeting moment? So, yeah, I don't think any of them did good with their apologies like that. I think Tati took responsibility only because she had to. Jeffrey took responsibility for only certain parts, but that was just more him still shifting the blame. I'm going to take some responsibility, but don't forget, I have a real chaotic brain and, you know, I have impulse control. We don't need to know your medical background. I don't give a fuck. I don't need to know your medical diagnosis, your psychosis. That's irrelevant. Stick to the topic at hand. Once again, trying to pull that sympathy card. Let me put this out here because you too might be dealing with some type of, you know, scatterbrain, you know, itis. And then you can relate and understand and sympathize with me more. All manipulation, all BS. Miss me. Miss me with the bullshit. scatterbrainitis. Oh, yes, thank you. Somebody said Water Bottles Blue says it's a train of fake apologies. It really is. They want to cry about a hate train. No, it's a train of just fake shit. That's what it is. So I've been talking for 30 minutes. We're close to 10,000 people. Welcome, welcome. Hopefully YouTube stops tripping. Let me see here. So the next topic, let's go ahead and get to. Honey. Kanye West. I don't know what is going on with that good brother. You know, and I like Kanye. Like, I genuinely like him. He's like one of my son's favorite artists. My son is like a huge Kanye fan, honey. But it's like he just says a lot of just oddball shit. Earlier today, if you guys don't know, Kanye was like throwing shade at Harriet Tubman. I'm like, what year is this? 1864? Like, why are you shading Harriet Tubman? So he's throwing shade at her, and he's like, oh, she didn't free the slaves. She just moved them from one plantation to go work for some other white people. What? And so I'm like, okay, what is going on with Kanye? And so that went viral. Everybody was dragging him. Then another video goes viral of him crying about abortions. And he's crying, talking about how his dad had wanted his mother to abort him, and had they aborted him, there'd be no Kanye West. Then he cried about how he almost wanted to abort his daughter, Northwest. And had Kim, you know, gone through with it, there'd be no Northwest. I mean, it was just like certain things. I could see the part about the daddy and him, but you may not want to tell your child that they could have been a potential abortion. Certain things you just got to keep to yourself until when they're of age. I don't know. Kanye, bless his heart. He tries. Bless his heart. You know, maybe he just really wants to be the president, but he's just been doing a lot. He's been doing a lot. Let me play both of these videos for you guys here. Give me just a second. Let me pull up my screen. So this is the first one where he's talking about Harriet Tubman. I just don't know. I don't know what to think sometimes with Kanye. He's another one. He's an agent of chaos. He has very chaotic energy. And I think he's a Gemini, if I'm not mistaken. So let me scoot that over. Okay, y'all listen to this.
Harriet Tubman. Well, Harriet Tubman never actually freed the slaves. She just had the slaves go work for other white people.
Okay, so you guys heard that. And so people were like, what the hell is going on with Kanye? Like, he's just doing a lot, you know? So then the very next thing was this video.
My mom saved my life. My dad wanted to abort me. And my mom saved my life. There would have been no Kanye West because my dad was too busy.
Back on the screen here. He's going through it. That is such, those are two big extremes. You know, to go from saying what he said about Harriet Tubman, which just, it just didn't make any sense.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Regardless if she took them from one plantation to up north and they had to, you know, the ex-slaves had to get jobs working for white people, that doesn't negate the fact that she risked her life to go back down south time and time again to save hundreds of slaves. Like, I don't even understand, like, why did he say that? It just didn't make any sense. That has nothing to do with you trying to run for president, Kanye. You know, so that was just weird. But now the whole abortion thing, and he breaks down crying. Kanye has a lot of issues. I feel like, and I don't want to just dismiss it and say it's mental illness and, you know, he needs to be on his meds. I just feel like the industry has really affected him. I really do. I think not only the death of his mother, but the things that he's just gone through and seen in the industry has really taken a toll on him. Because he just goes from, like, these mood swings are just so, they just go whichever way. And those were real tears he was crying. I mean, he was really crying and talking about, you know, how he almost killed his daughter because, you know, the whole abortion thing and stuff like that. So I don't know. He's been through a lot. I think his situation is way, way deeper. EJM101 says, love from Australia. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate you. Michelle Wasden says, I've been trying to send this super chat for 15 minutes. YouTube is tripping. Anyways, love you, Queen. Tia Runas is a rare quality these days. Thank you so much. Thank you. You know, my realness makes people uncomfortable, honey, but I remain unbothered by it. Because, you know, like I always say, you know, sometimes the truth irritates people's demons. So I can't worry about people being upset about the truth. The truth is the truth, no matter how you slice it. You know, and a lot of people want you to sugarcoat stuff to make them feel good. Never do it. Because the ones who get it are going to rock with you. And the ones who can't deal with the truth, they don't need to be in your life anyways. So thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Emmy Faye says, bless his heart. That's what they say when they don't have it all. Love you too. Thank you so much. Love you too. That's all I can say. It's something going on with him. It's something definitely going on with him. ABW, thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate it. Jessica's World says, I feel like he's breaking down and coming out of the Kardashian spell. You know, a lot of people blame the Kardashians, but I think Kanye has had issues even before the Kardashians. You know, I think we give them way too much power. And I think they love it. They love the fact that social media gives these, you know, their wealthy white women all this power. You know, we say that they're witches and, you know, they put curses on people and they ruin careers and stuff like that. But I think Kanye had a lot of issues even before then. You know, even before he got with Kim, he was already kind of sliding, you know, on a downward spiral. But I think as a wife, you know, she needs to really be there for him and help him get the help or the counseling or just whatever he needs. Because the way he just goes, he's so chaotic and he goes from one extreme to another. And this whole thing, this whole presidential run, like, quit playing. You're not really running for president. Like, I just don't see him actually physically running for president and making it on the ballot. I feel like this is all a bunch of attention-grabbing bullshit. I mean, put a teacup in the thing. If you think that he's really running, do you actually believe that he's really running and he has a chance to become the president of the United States with the way he just goes from one extreme to another? I just don't think so. Somebody said we Geminis don't claim him. He has a lot of just issues. Tiffany So Blessed says they need to stop giving him a platform for his nonsense. It's just a distraction. Stay woke, y'all. But love you, T. I love you, too. And I feel that way. Okay, we have about 4 teacups. Okay. So most people feel like, no. Okay. So for the most part, people just don't, they're not taking it seriously at all. You know, I'm not buying it that he's really trying to Ron, I feel like this is just another attention-grabbing tactic by Kanye, you know, maybe, you know, possibly by the Kardashians. Who knows? Tony says it's to pull votes away from Biden to help Trump win. I've been hearing that a lot, too. I've been hearing that a lot from a lot of people. LaTanya Blake says, Kanye said, dig up in my bag. Hold on. Ding up my bag. I had to act sane in Monster. The old Kanye was an act. Love you, T. His facade is breaking. That's interesting. Thank you so much. Clean Energy says he didn't mean abortion when he said he almost killed his daughter. If you know, you know. Love your content, Queen. Keep spreading the truth. Thank you so much. Well, in the article that I read, that's what they were saying. Because the conversation they were having, because, you know, like the Republicans, they're very against abortion. And that's been a big hot button topic around the country. It's like a lot of, I forgot what state it was that actually got rid of abortions. And so that's been like a big debate is, you know, getting rid of abortion altogether, getting rid of Roe versus Wade, all that stuff. So I believe that's why he was talking about it. But in if you listen to the full audio, he talks about how him and Kim were in their apartment in Paris. And she was getting ready to, like, swallow some pills. I guess they're, like, some abortion pills. And then they decided not to. So, yeah, that's what he was talking about. You know, and at the end of the day, I mean, I don't know. I don't even go there with that whole topic. It's to each its own. You know, that's not my business to tell women what they can and can't do with their bodies. That's a topic I stay away from altogether. But, let's see here. Danielle Love says, just because. Thank you so much. Thank you for the super chat. I appreciate it. So let's see here. Yeah, I don't, Eyes of Identity says I agree with Kanye on the abortion part, where I think he's going to sacrifice North. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think people can be on any side of the argument. I don't think there's anything wrong with being against abortion. Life is a beautiful thing, you know, and a lot of women are pressured to have abortions. Especially women of color, you know, so, and it's, if you have medical issues, all types of stuff. So I think there's nothing wrong with being pro-life, but I'm also not going to knock somebody who's in a situation, you know, and they feel the need to do that as well. So yeah, it's a very touchy topic. It's very touchy. Let's see here. AB says, T, what are your thoughts on Free Britney? I feel like her and Kanye are prime examples of damage fame can do. Now, I've talked about it. I was one of the few YouTubers. I know I was probably one of the only black YouTubers who really touched on the whole Free Britney topic. I talked about it months ago. It's only catching steam now because now the mainstream media is jumping on the topic. But I broke that down months ago. I think that her father is definitely taking advantage of his daughter, and he's been doing that for years. There's no reason why the woman is on a conservatorship, that she can't drive, she can't come and go she wants. But yet and still, you know, they're saying that she's too crazy to drive and she's too crazy to be on her own. But she's not too damn crazy to get up on stage like a puppet and dance and sing. So who's really pulling the strings, Geppetto? The daddy? So, yeah, I'm not feeling that at all. I feel bad for Britney. She's been in the game for years. You know, like, I grew up with Britney, Justin, Christina Aguilera, all of us kids in the 90s, remember them on the Disney Club? Even before they were, you know, major stars. I remember them from the Disney Club back in the day. And then, you know, they all blew up one after another. You know, Britney and then Justin. They all came from that Disney Club. JC, Chazé. It was a bunch of them. But I definitely feel like she's going through a lot. And then if you guys don't remember, her son. Now, her kids are a year apart. I was pregnant the same time as Britney Spears. So, the older one, because my son is, I'll be forgetting how my son is. My son is 14. So they're the same age. She has a 14 and a 13-year-old. The older one, the 14-year-old, was blasting the grandfather on Instagram. I'm talking about cussing out his grandfather. Talking about the grandfather wasn't shit. Let my mom be. I mean, he was going off. I don't know if y'all seen it. He went on this huge rant. I mean, clearly had no respect or relationship with the grandfather, because my kids couldn't get on social media and talk about their grandparent like that. So for him to be 14 talking like that with so much passion and anger, that means that relationship is fractured. And he has no relationship with his grandkids. And they see what the grandfather is doing to their mother. After he went on that rant, when I tell you, delete, they took down his whole Instagram page, and then they released some type of statement saying that the little boy was acting up, and, you know, he's going through teenage angst, and it was a bullshit statement. But what that little boy was saying, that was coming from a truthful place. A 14-year-old is not going to get online and articulate themselves in that manner if something is not happening. And I'm also hearing that Kevin Federline, oh, okay, did I get kicked off? I'm just going to keep talking. Hopefully the stream comes back up here. I don't know. Let me refresh my stream. Looks like it had kicked me off. Let me refresh it. Come on, YouTube. Hopefully it comes back. Oh, I think it like totally disconnected the stream. Hold on, what is going on here? Yeah, the internet is there. Oh, I guess we're not allowed to talk about Britney Spears. The whole stream like literally just disappeared. I'm still recording on my OBS. I'm just going to keep talking. But I'm also hearing that Kevin Federline is suing Britney Spears for more money. So I feel like all of these people, including Kevin Federline, they're just using Britney Spears at this point as a money grab. And I think that whole situation is sad. Wow, I think my stream is legit gone. I've hit refresh several times. Let me try and open up on a new page here. I don't know what is going on. Okay, well, I've been on for at least an hour. Let me see what my OBS says. I've been on for 46 minutes. I wanted to talk about the August Alsina thing. So I'm going to go ahead and stop it. I don't know what's going on with the stream. It doesn't look like it's coming back. Yeah, it's completely gone. So I'm going to go ahead and stop this stream now with the Free Britney thing. And I'll try and come back and just do a second stream talking about the whole August Alsina situation, okay? So I'll see you guys in a bit. Okay, everybody's coming back? Okay, good. Yeah, I don't know what happened, y'all. Damn, everybody just popped back in here. So what I did, for some reason, like, the whole stream just cut out. My YouTube would not refresh, would not load. So because like I said, I'm recording the stream. So what I'm going to do, that's going to be part one, where we left off on Britney. And I'm coming back to do the rest of the stream where I can talk about August Alsina and the whole entanglement situation. So I don't know what that was about. Yeah, it just, like, cut off the whole stream. So, but like I said, I'm recording on OBS, so I have a backup. So this is part two. So anyhow, let's go ahead. I was on here for like 46 minutes. So I have about maybe 15 minutes left for the part two. So I'm sorry about that, you guys. I don't know. The whole thing just went out. But okay, we're back. Okay, good. I want to wait. We got over 1,700 people. Let me just wait a bit for everybody else to come back. Yeah, it was getting juicy as hell, honey. That damn Britney tea. I was going into the whole Kevin Federline situation, then they just cut off. I'm like, damn, we can't talk about Britney either? Damn, YouTube, who can we talk about? Because I drugged Jeffree Star for the first 40 minutes. It was not one issue. You start talking about Britney, honey, they wasn't here for it. Let's wait till we get at least 2,000 people in here. Let's see. Okay, so we got close to 2,000. Let me pull up, and now it's in the green, so the stream health looks to be doing better. Let me just check something here. Yeah, that was just really weird. I don't know. I'm so over it at this point. Let me make sure. Kendall sent $2.99. She says, hey, T, I'm glad you're back. YouTube is tripping for real, for real. Chloe Bear says, love you, T. Love you, too. Thank you, and thank you for the super chat. Thank you. Angela Shelton joined the membership. Lashana Williams says, they won't let my auntie be great. I love you. Been rocking with you for at least 5 years. P.S. I'm going to leave Will. That's where we're about to start. So let me go ahead and talk about that. Okay, cool. We got over 2,400 people in here. Welcome back, everybody. I didn't want to, like, start right away till we had more people. I don't know what happened, but this is part two of the stream. We just gonna keep going, okay? So, if you guys do not know, yesterday, August Alsina caught himself being on this hobo tour. So, first he posted a tweet and on Instagram that he was dropping a song at midnight called Entanglement featuring Rick Ross. So, he dropped the song and social media went crazy. But before that, he was doing this hobo tour where he was talking to Lil Wayne about the whole situation with Jada. He was also talking to Angie Martinez. I mean, the whole situation is a hot damn mess. I want you guys to go ahead and watch this video really quick where he's talking about it with Lil Wayne. Give me just a second here to show the display. Okay, move this over.
Now let's get into entanglement. Now they calling you Mr. Entanglement out here. Now you did an interview with Angela Yee and spoke about your relationship with Jada Pinkett Smith. She then did a show, Red Table Talk, with Will and called the relationship an entanglement.
Yeah.
Since the relationship was several years ago, a lot of people are confused, saying you spoke on it not for attention. What would you like to say in regards to that?
I mean, look, man.
You miss her? You still love her?
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, I'm just keeping it a thousand, like.
But look, I mean, absolutely. I feel like when you experience a certain type of experience on this planet and you experience a certain type of love, you, I will always have love for her as a
Now let's get into entanglement.
As a person, you know what I'm saying?
Experience on this on this planet. That was experience this planet. Lord, what the lady got going on, man?
Nah, but real talk, the experience really did help to transform me and really bring out the king in me. But
okay,
as for what you know. People may say or whatever, or if it's looking like I'm doing something for attention, absolutely not.
I was about to say, like, you got a poker face because damn sure look like it to me.
Nah. I mean, the what's perplexing to me is that, you know, I never think it's anybody's business to know my business,
exactly.
Right? And
my personal
business, right? But when my personal business starts to affect my lifestyle and my livelihood as a person. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So now, I can't really play the song, but I want to show y'all the lyrics, so give me just a second. Well, let me play this part where Rick Ross is talking.
Don't let this shit get it fucked up, because that boy August got real talent now. That nigga can really sing now. Entanglement, the album, coming soon.
Okay. And so these are the lyrics here. Honey, he's just doing a lot. So let me go back and get on the screen. All right, so you guys just saw that. And this is why you have to be careful with who you creep with and who you pillow talk with. I think Jada Pinkett is learning the hard way. This dude has literally single-handedly destroyed this facade that Jada Pinkett and Will Smith have worked to build over the past 20 years. I mean, he's literally destroyed that. Now, can I get mad? Because, again, she caught an entanglement. This was one of the highest-rated shows, if you guys don't know that. This was one of the highest-rated shows of Red Table Talk. Okay? So they got millions of viewers based off of this situation. So I can't get mad at him for trying to capitalize on it, too. Because if y'all going to eat off of me via your Facebook show and call a situation that was very important and sincere and dire to me an entanglement, well, now I'm going to capitalize off of it. So I get dropping the song, but to me, he's also very, very messy. Because it's not just the song. Now you're going on Lil Wayne's podcast. You know, he's been a bit of a chatty patty. And he keeps saying that it's nobody's business. But you've been dropping hints for like the past 3-4 years. You've literally been trying to make it everybody's business. Jada hadn't said anything until you forced her, you know, you backed her into a corner. Up until then, no, you know, people like me suspected that y'all was fucking because I'm good at reading signs. But for the most part, the average person, they really didn't suspect anything. I feel like in a way, he's doing this as a get back game. He's doing this to be spiteful. Since you don't want to be with me, since you didn't leave Will like you told me that you was going to when I was, you know, putting that eggplant on you. Remember, I'm going to leave Will. And she didn't do it. He's in his feelings. Taylor Green says, I think Jada got tired of Will's 20 years of entanglement and set this up. No way August was not served an NDA. I'm going to leave Will. That needs to be a song, honey. Y'all need to remix that shit, okay? But, I mean, that's the thing. I at this point, he's starting to come off as messy boots. He's starting to come off as, you know, kind of bitter, almost unhinged a little bit. I don't know. Do y'all, am I tripping? Put a teacup if you feel like August is doing a bit much. Like, we get the song, you know, get your money. Capitalize. But now you're doing, you know, these hobo podcast tours and, you know, going off on social media, you know, saying you don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. But why keep bringing it up then? Okay, so I see a lot of teacups. Okay, so a lot of people are thinking that he's starting to do a bit much. Okay. Yeah, I just found the whole situation kind of like, okay, sir, you know. Because if you really had love for her and you really love the family like that, you know, at some point in time, you would just kind of stop. Because he still has a friendship with Jaden. I don't know how long that friendship is going to last. So you're not going to keep, you know, dragging my mama and using her for clicks and views. And after a while, I'm going to start feeling some type of way, too. So I don't know how long that relationship is going to last. Dorian Brooks says, shout out to the Leo Squad AL gang. Says, I've been a tea sipper since the 6th grade, and I'll be turning 20 on the 26th. We'll be buying some tea as a present for myself. Thank you so much. Thank you. Leo season, honey, is right around the corner. You know we can't wait. Thanks for coming through, love. Hattie says, just got off of work and was finally able to catch a live. Love you, T. Been watching since 2014. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much, and thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it. But yeah, so now let me ask y'all this. And somebody put in the comments, I was cracking up, I forgot the name. They put a pretzel emoji in the comments and said entanglement. Y'all are messy. Y'all are so messy with them emojis. Honey, I was cracking up. Oh, we got a lot of Leos in the house. Okay. That's what's up. David Camarillo says, I had to lower my volume. I'm going to leave Will. My parents downstairs probably thinking, what is David watching? Oh, shit, they think he watching porn. That's my phone sex voice. I'm going to leave Will. Like, what is he watching down there? Go check on him. Like, who's Will? And where is he going? But, yeah, that whole situation is a mess. Jada, you got to do better, okay? You know, if her and Will Smith have some type of deal where they can be with other people and they have this open marriage or open situationship, because that's all, it's a situationship at this point. It's not a marriage to me. But she needs to do better at picking the peen that she wants to bounce on. August was too mentally unstable. He was going through too much. Like I told you on the last stream, this dude literally told Angela Yee that he can die today. And he'll be okay with that because he knows what real love is. Somebody who was in love with another man's wife. That's not normal. So again, what was Jada Pinkett whispering in that boy's ear for him to feel like this is what real love is? I'm telling y'all, she was telling that boy that she was going to leave Will. And now that she hasn't, and she's back with Will and everything's all good, he feels some type of way. He's definitely coming off like a scorn, you know, like females do it all the time. You know, getting that good peen, thinking that, you know, he's going to leave his wife or he's going to leave his girlfriend for you. Not realizing that for him, it's just sex. He ain't going nowhere. And then you'll have females who get mad and they'll get in their feelings, Now you want to call the wife 50 times a day. You want to drive by the house and create all types of chaos and drama because he won't leave his wife for you. Maybe you shouldn't have been fucking a married man. Same with August. You know, so this whole situation is a hot damn mess. Now, put a teacup if you like the song Entanglement. I think it was okay. You know, I like August Alsina's music. It was okay. But, I mean, it wasn't, you know. I mean, if it comes on, I'll bob. I'll bob my head to it. Might little twerk a little bit. That's about it. It's not going to be on repeat. My twerk. Okay. So some people like it. Some people are saying it's a hot mess. Somebody's like, eh. Somebody with tiny violin. That was his tiny violin moment. Somebody said it was annoying. Yeah, I'm kind of mixed on it. It's okay, but it's not like something I would just have on repeat. Like, I'm going to leave Will on repeat. I need some more lyrics, though. But Entanglement, I don't know about that, honey. Fari says, we rebuke the spirit of petty in August's, you know. I'm not fooling with y'all today. He says, Fari says, we rebuke the spirit of petty in August Alsina's effeminate hairstyles. You know what? I'm not fooling. His hairstyles are a trip. August is a mess. Thank you so much for the super chat. Minimal Danik says, T, I'm ready to start looking for the song I'ma Leave Will featuring T. August Alsina featuring T and August Alsina on Apple Music. Thank you. Me and him should do a track together. You know what I'm saying? Being that he can, you know, write real quick and make a song super quick. He needs to do the remix of I'ma Leave Will. I'll be the one singing and adding ad libs, and he can just, you know, really go in and put in the finishing touches. Nene4002 says, I was waiting for you to say I'ma Leave Will. Almost made me wake up my son and I just put him to sleep. Can't be doing that to me, T. Thank you so much. Thanks for the super chat. Thanks for coming through. I appreciate it. You are Senfai. She says, I'm hollering at the phone sex voice. I'ma Leave Will. I'ma Leave Will. I'ma Leave Will. You know, somebody got mad about that in the comments. They left the comment, they're like, oh, you're disgusting. Like, you know, I like your lies, but you don't have to keep saying that. It just makes your streams seem too sexual. I'm like, bitch, you need to go get some dick. Because you shouldn't be that mad. Because I'm like, I'm going to leave Will. I'm going to leave Will. I'm going to leave. Like, why are you mad? Go get some and shut the fuck up. Get out my comments. Like, she was like, bitch, was like a whole fucking paragraph. I was like, bitch, block. Go get some dick. I'm just saying. How you mad? Because I'm clowning and having fun. I'm sorry that it turned you on. That's not my damn fault. I blocked her and told her to go get some pain. It's like some people just take stuff so serious. This is just way too sexual. You're better than this, T. I expect more. I don't. I like to clown and have a good damn time. Don't expect too much out of me, honey. I'm a fool. I was like, block, go get some peen. But Andrea says, remember Back to the Pole You Go? Yup, and E-Flat had remixed it. He killed that. Back to the pole you go. Back to the pole you go. Black China fans were mad. They were dragging me. I didn't give a damn. It was funny. So anyways, y'all, let's see here. Yeah, that whole August Alsina situation was a mess. Like I said, he might be riding this wave, but let's see how long it lasts. And I think a lot of people are looking at him in the industry at this point with the side eye. Like, you're just doing a lot. And it's going to be interesting to see if his career really takes off or if it ends up kind of slowing down behind this controversy. And not saying it was necessarily his fault, because like I've always said, there's plenty of blame to go around. And I feel like more of the onus is on Jada, because she was the one in the relationship. You know, she was the married one. She was the adult. And she took advantage of him being in a vulnerable situation. And, you know, and probably played with his head. But with that being said, at this point, he's also doing a bit much. You know, I know Will Smith is just somewhere shaking his damn head like, what the hell did I get myself into? He's shaking his head while smashing all types of other bitches. Let's keep that real. And I've been watching more of those, like, you know, I've been like kind of keeping an eye on him and that girl, that Liza Koshy girl. them rumors might be true too. There's like a weird connection. I didn't know that she was the one who was dating David Dobrik, and then they end up breaking up. So I mean, you just never know, honey. You never know. Let me see here. Camila P says these men talk more than women. Amen to that. Always love your tea. It's always piping hot. Rest in power, John Lewis. Jeffree Star needs to say that. Thank you so much, sis. Thanks for the super chat. And yes, definitely rest in power to him. He put in a lot of work over the years, and it's sad that he finally succumbed to cancer. 2020 has definitely been a hell of a year. It really has. So thank you for coming through. Let's see here. Maya sent $50. Thank you so much for the super chat, sis. Thanks for coming through. I really appreciate it. It has been a good stream. Welcome new member Harlan on Quinzel. Let's see here. It's 9:11. So I'm going to go ahead and get ready to jump off. Like I said, there'll be two parts to the stream just because it cut off, you know, at the end. Let me read these last two super chats. And I'm going to get off of here because it looks like the stream is kind of freezing again. But I'm going to upload them. Let's see. And they'll also be on the podcast as well. Imani says, we shouldn't immediately dismiss Kanye. The industry is very demonic, and everyone that tries to break the spell is cast aside. It's crazy. MJ, Cat Williams, Britney Spears. Thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate it, and I agree. I think there's some deep things going on with Kanye. You know, maybe some of it is mental illness, but I think he's seen a lot in the industry, and he's very conflicted. Again, this just goes back to show you how, like, the industry really ends up messing with people. Because, you know, I want to think that, for the most part, the average person is inherently good. Like, for the most part, most people are good. They want the same thing. You know, you want to be healthy and happy, raise your family. You don't really want a bunch of drama. You know, maybe sprinkle in some good sex and live your life, right? That's usually, like, just what we want as human beings. But, like, the industry, it just puts you in a situation that's not normal. You know, you're in constant competition mode because of numbers and expectations and things from executives and, you know, the whole fame aspect of it, wanting your privacy but being recognized everywhere you go. You know, like we were talking last week, like even with Tamar, fame is not a normal thing for human beings. That's not a normal situation. So fame can very much alter you. And anything that alters you definitely will alter your mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul. So I think there's just been a lot of stuff going on with Kanye. And I feel like in the industry, they want you to be a certain way. They want you cookie cutter. They want you safe. They don't want you to ruffle any feathers. They want you to walk a particular line. And the second you start deviating from that, that's when, you know, you start having problems. Look at Nick Cannon. That's what I was saying with Nick Cannon. He's very conflicted. He wants to be this woke guy. And he wants to, you know, speak truth to power. But all the while, depending on the white power structure for his money, it can't work that way. You know, like I said, when he was initially talking a lot of the woke stuff, I thought he owned all that stuff. I thought he owned Wildin' Out. I thought he owned his own brand. So that made me feel like, okay, well, cool. You know, he can say what he wants to say. He's his own boss. Only to find out, no. And so that's the thing. You can't have it both ways in the industry. And I think that's what happens to a lot of, you know, black people in the industry. And other people of color in the industry, a lot of people are very woke and very aware and very smart, but they're not allowed to show that side of them because once they do, they will be blacklisted. They'll be deemed as unsafe and crazy and things like that. So I think the Kanye situation, the Britney situation, even the Nick Cannon situation goes very deep. I definitely believe that. So thank you so much. Imani P says, love you, T. Been watching you for years. I swear you be cracking me up. I love you through everything you stay on. Hold on. I love you through everything you stay on and that you don't care about anyone's opinion. We love a beautiful, honest queen. Thank you so much. Thank you for the super chat. I really appreciate it. Yes, it's about self-love first and foremost. You're not going to please everybody, but you got to be able to please yourself at the end of the day. So thank you so much for coming through. So, yeah, man, this has been, like, a really good dialogue. I'm sorry for the technical issues and, you know, the stream crashing. I can't control that, but I'm glad we're able to come back and finish the stream all together. Let's see here. Modern Day Slaves. What's up, AJ Henry? I agree with that. Refresh. Oh, people getting booted out. Yeah, so YouTube is kind of acting up again. Okay, it's all good. You know, like I said, I'm basically said everything I had to say. So I'm gonna go ahead and log off. Let YouTube do what they want to do. But we got through this stream for the most part. So thank you guys once again. I'll be dropping some more videos. I'll be doing some more podcasts this week. So definitely stay tuned. You know, there's always stuff to talk about. So I will definitely be back. Okay. So thanks for joining me today. Thanks for coming through on this Sunday. And you guys have a good evening. Bye.